The Commissioner of Education, Frank Edelblue, joining us, the Commissioner of Education for the state. Commissioner, good morning.
Good morning, Jack. I didn't realize you were up at Bike Week there. I would have joined you live up there. That sounds like a lot of fun.
I'm sure you've been up here over the years. It is. They have good crowds. I think people are tuning a lot of the negative news out these days up here, but they're having some fun. I hope you're well. Hey, we want to hear you talk about this the 603 Moment Initiative and other programs focusing on students' social and emotional needs that New Hampshire would like to target here, especially with the summer underway.
Yeah, so the 603 Moments campaign that we kicked off 2 weeks ago with the governor at the Fisher Cats Stadium is really an opportunity to spread some positivity around the state. And so we are distributing in our schools and in our student programming these small whiteboards that people can just write on there that what I refer to as a 603 moment, you know, something that makes you happy. And it was fun. We were at the Fisher Cats Stadium, and we were handing these things out. We were getting people to write down, you know, something that makes them happy. We would snap a picture of it. We'd throw it up on the Jumbotron. We would then share it out on our social media platform with the hashtag 603 moment to allow people the opportunity to spread that positivity. But then I told them, I'm like, let me tell you how this board works. You take it home, you sit it on your kitchen counter, and sometimes you're just having a really lousy day. And if you're having a lousy day, write down something that makes you happy, some positivity thing, snap a picture, share it out on social media, and just let some positivity spread. And so we're very excited about the program. We're going to run it through the summer and into the fall to just kind of change the tenor of the conversation and hopefully uplift folks. And really, this whole program is part of a much broader and really comprehensive picture of mental health, particularly for our students. So if you think of the 603 moments as kind of like an umbrella program that touches everyone, like everyone in the state can participate in this. And quite frankly, if you need a 603 moment little whiteboard, you can email to the department at comms@doe.nh.gov, and we will get one to you. But it then, as the needs of our students kind of accelerate and get a little bit more intense, we have other programs. You know, we've talked about the regulated classroom, which really helps kids to stay engaged in their education. It helps them to not get into trouble. We've got programs about mentoring kids that are at risk. You know, one of the issues we saw in Uvalde, and quite frankly in other situations like that, is, you know, kids get isolated and they become loners. So we've got two programs that specifically target kids to make sure they don't get isolated like that. They have connectivity to the schools, to the community, so they don't find themselves there, right?
Let me ask you, let me step in on a couple, just one question for you. Commissioner Frank Edelblue, a few months ago, more than recently, and I don't know if there was a feeling that you might run for higher office before the filing closed, but a few months ago it seemed that a lot of the Democrats and a lot of the Democrat messaging in New Hampshire was very anti- Frank Edelblue, Commissioner of Education, and when I would have him on, I would say why, and they would bring up the fact that this is what they would say, and I'm just trying to ask you to respond, because I think in fairness you should. I applaud your innovation. I think you brought an entrepreneurial approach, which is your background as a business expert, to public education. I think it's needed. I think it's frankly needed at the college, University of New Hampshire system level to bring more entrepreneur thinking into education, open up the mindset. Charter schools have thrived under your leadership. Democrats have said in the past that, you know, you are not, you're obviously not a career educator, but you're incentivizing or paying New Hampshire families to send their kids to private schools. What do they mean by that assertion, and that you're taking money away from the public system with some of the things that have passed under your leadership? How do you respond to that?
Yeah, so the way that I respond to that is, you know, again, with more positivity, everything that we do here at the department is focused on the success of the children of New Hampshire. And those are the programs that we are bringing. And, you know, we want to support our children in our public schools, in our public charter schools, in our non-public schools, in our home education programs, in our Education Freedom Account programs. What you find, Jack, is if you go back over history, you will find with any kind of innovation effort in education here in New Hampshire, whether that's going back to like 2006, 2008, when I wasn't even involved, but we first got, you know, charter schools involved, whether it's the scholarship program, whether it's a Learn Everywhere program, whether it's more charter schools in the state, you know, the typical talking point is that It will cost taxpayers lots of money, and it will ruin public education. The fact of the matter is that has never happened, right? It never comes to fruition. So those are really just talking points to kind of preserve the status quo. But what we really need to do is to focus on how do we help kids to succeed in this world. And we are just going to keep working towards that. And again, coming back to whether it's the 603 moments, the regulated classroom, you know, creating environments for trusted adults to have a relationship with kids so they don't become right. loners, working with the Community Behavioral Health Association to be able to make sure that our kids in summer camps and other kids that need supports are able to get them. You know, we're really trying to build systems that support students.
We'll get you back on again soon, Commissioner Frank Edelblue. We're at the Laconia Harley-Davidson. They're starting up a motorcycle in the showroom, so I don't want to take the
awesome.
Noise level. Thank you very much, Commissioner. Have a great weekend. We'll get you back again soon. Good morning, New Hampshire GMI
Sounds
Studios.
Great, Jack. Thank you.